We're on the air live tonight, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546 is the number.
Online tonight.
And now, from the craziest city on the planet, this is Online Tonight, on the air toll-free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, Max.
Okay, it's the day before St. Patrick's Day. Hope you have a fun and safe Paddy's Day. Anyway, I'm Max. Welcome to Online Tonight, where we talk about the latest tech, pop culture, and more. And that more includes the stuff I think are fun, food, geeky things like 3D printers, and I guess that's tech, right? But more importantly, we take your calls, and we answer questions, and we have a discussion. You can reach us via phone, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546 is our toll-free telephone number. You can also reach us via text and email. Our text is 951-395-1017, 951-395-1017. You can email show@onlinetonight.com. That's show@onlinetonight.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Hey, it's not Ryan Reynolds. Mint Mobile is cheaper than those big carriers, so you don't have to buy your socks from the thrift store. Ew. And it must be good, because Ryan's mom was in a commercial. Go get something good at OLTTV.com/mint. That's OLTTV.com/mint. I don't have to spell mint, right?
All right. Before we get into your emails, phone calls, we're going to do a movie review later in the show. Don't forget the phone lines are open, 1-800-39-ONLINE. Victoria is ready to take your calls and is going through your text and your emails. So let's jump into some tech news. Microsoft has launched Copilot Pro, and you can get a free month if you sign up. Microsoft launches Copilot Pro worldwide with a one-month free trial with a small catch. I'll tell you about that in a second. Copilot Pro subscribers can use the AI assistant in, you know, the Office apps, whether it be on the web, which means you don't have to have a subscription to Microsoft 365. And the Copilot Pro subscription has been expanded to over 222 countries. So that's kind of neat. Of course, it does have an integration coming soon for Office on mobile. So check that out. Now, you must install Copilot app on the iOS or Android to claim your free month. The extension for Copilot is also available for Microsoft 365 for businesses. And Microsoft is planning to showcase further improvements to Copilot, including Windows 11 changes based on the Build Developer Conference that will be there in May. So I'm sure you'll hear a lot about that back in the day. Did you know that the FCC is the group that kind of defined the word broadband in the United States? It used to be that anything that was 25 megabits per second down and 3 megabits per second up, that's what the standard was since 2015. And the FCC has now said, you know what, that's not enough. That's not enough for today's kids. We need to change the definition, and so they have updated it. It is now 100 megabits per second down and 20 megabits per second upload speeds. So if you don't have that, then you're not considered to be in the broadband category. You're considered to be in the not so good category. The new definition is important for the FCC on reporting broadband access and regulation. The FCC gets federal and state funding and grants to work with phone companies and nonprofits to offer services to rural places. Almost 28% of Americans in rural areas lack the 100 megabit speed. So they want to encourage that type of investment and make sure that you know, the companies that are working with them aren't settling for the 20 or 25 megabits down. There's a lot of factors that, you know, define broadband, like how much it costs and what the latency is. This is why satellite sometimes doesn't qualify for broadband because of the delay. It doesn't necessarily work well with phones and things like that. 24 million Americans lack terrestrial broadband. And so that's, you know, something they're trying to tackle. 75% or 74% of school districts meet the new 1 gigabits per second per 1,000 student and staff benchmark. So that's good. But again, if you're out in the boonies, then you may not be getting that service, and you should work with your local carriers and your local administration, legislators, to help get them up to speed, so to speak. No pun intended, but it does fit. We were talking about satellite, and SpaceX definitely offers satellite internet, but they are probably mostly known for rockets. The spaceship Starship, SpaceX's Starship mission was successful, but not exactly successful. First, let me tell you that they had to get FAA approval, and they had to go back a few times to get any corrections. And the FAA did approve their launch, which occurred on the 14th at almost 9:30 Eastern time from Boca Chica, Texas. They launched the Starship from there. The test landed. The test lasted 49 minutes, almost 50 minutes. It was a significant improvement over the previous attempt. If you may remember, they tried on April 20th of last year, and that just ended in flames. And then on November 18th, they had to self-destruct it right after it reached orbit. But this one had a full duration, ascent burn, and demonstrated payload door opening. But then they lost contact right before it splashed down into the Indian Ocean. So, you know, they had some good with a little bit of bad. They would probably say we had a lot of good and a little bit of bad. And so they're definitely progressing. That's great. They did not attempt the on-orbit engine relight due to the fact that the vehicle was rotating or rolling at a different rate than they were expecting. And so there you go. There's been a lot of news about TikTok lately. And the House, I don't like to get into the politics, but I have a couple comments that I saw that you might be concerned about. I am also concerned about. The House lawmakers overwhelmingly passed a bill to ban the TikTok app, which is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance. I think I mentioned this last week. So the House has passed that bill. It is now up to the Senate to decide what's going on, and the president has said that he'll sign it. If both chambers advance it up to him, he'll sign it right away. The bill does have a little bit of challenge in the Senate. They are not necessarily happy about supporting it, partly because in the bill itself, there's a very strange set of words that doesn't just say that they are banning TikTok. It says that it gives the government permission to ban any website or app or other digital source. So that seems very broad. And I think maybe that's where the Senate might jump in and have a few words to say about that, because the only thing the government has to do is say this is influenced by a foreign entity, or this is run by a foreign government, and then they can take it down. Whether that's true or not, there's no real restrictions. They just have to say it, and then they can ban it. And so the Senate has indicated that they might block the bill, citing concerns over potential violations of the Constitution, First Amendment rights, and things like that. I didn't know that India had banned TikTok years ago. Apparently in 2020, the Indian government in India banned TikTok, and 200 million users had to go and find something else to do. Well, there was plenty of places to go, apparently. You know, they had their own homegrown Indian technology, but the ones that were really winning were things like YouTube Shorts and Facebook, Instagram Reels, things like that. So if those, if you're worried about what's going on in the TikTok space, there are apparently plenty of alternatives, and 200 million people have already learned to do without. How do you feel about it? Are you going to continue to try to use TikTok? Are you, do you care? Are you more of an Instagram or a Reels or a YouTube Shorts type of person? Let me know. Give me a ring. It's Online Tonight. I'm Max. Stay tuned. All right, this hour's Geek Speak, where we take a tech term and turn it into plain English right before your very eyes. This hour's Geek Speak is Wave.wave, W-A-V. This portion of the show is powered by Anchor. I've used other Anchor products, but I didn't realize that they are the world's number one mobile charging brand with over 200 million products sold worldwide. They've been a pioneer in the charging technology space for over 10 years. I'm very interested in the Powerhouse 767. Think of it like a giant battery-operated generator. Not like those Honda generators where you're putting gasoline and you have to start it. This is all based on battery packs, and it has 13 charging ports and outlets, both USB. It's got AC outlets, USB-C, USB-A, all those great things. It's good for RVs, outdoor recreation, home backup. Find all the amazing Anchor products at OLTTV.com/Anchor. That's OLTTV.com/ANKER. Now, WAVE, a waveform audio file format known by its file name extension .wave, is an audio file format standard for storing a non-compressed audio bit stream on personal computers. It was developed by IBM and Microsoft in 1991, and it is the main audio format used for Windows systems, though it works on others like Linux and Mac OS. Uncompressed WAV files are large, so file sharing of a WAV is uncommon, except among video, music, and audio professionals, where this form has become the most popular because it's, you know, the full high resolution that you're going to get from the audio. And the high resolution of the WAV format makes it suitable for retaining the first-generation archive files in a high-quality fashion for use on systems where disk space is not a constraint. So if you're making music or you're doing audio for a movie, you're going to want to get the purest audio you can get, and the WAV format is the way you do it. It's primarily used for computers. It's not understood by most CD players, though some CD players have a special feature to read other formats, and we'll talk about that later. Audio is definitely encoded slightly different for compact discs or CDs. But as I mentioned, some high-end CD players can play more than one format. That's this hour's Geek Speak, WAVE. Online Tonight.
If at first you don't succeed, destroy all evidence that you try. This is Online Tonight. Now, here's Max.
I was having a conversation with somebody I know not too long ago, and I was saying, do you wear your earbuds to sleep? Because sometimes there's, you know, like meditation or maybe some subliminals or maybe some audiobooks or something that you want to kind of listen to while you're sleeping. But I don't think you're supposed to sleep with AirPods or those big over-the-ear headphones are not comfortable. They're probably not good for you, and they... the way I sleep, they would definitely fall off. Well, Anchor has a new SoundCore Sleep A20. Get rid of that. And it is aimed at providing better sleep by blocking out noise. Instead of active noise cancellation, the earbuds feature a twin seal ear tip to block out noise and play white noise from an included sound library. Now, they've improved the battery life to 14 hours of white noise playback in sleep mode and up to 80 hours of total playback with the charging case. Now, it says they've improved the battery life, which means that they had these before, and I didn't even really know about them. Otherwise, I probably would have checked them out before. And again, we appreciate their support with our relationship there. And I probably should have looked into these sooner. I probably would have gotten a pair and checked them out. Now, the battery life does drop down to 10 hours if you're streaming music from a phone. But it's still an improvement over the previous models that they had before. There's a companion app that helps locate the earbuds if you have lost them under your comforter, your blanket, your pillow, or they fell, you know, behind the headboard or something. You can just click on that and it'll play an alert and you can pick them up. Apparently, a Kickstarter launching on April 16th. Regarding the A20s, I believe, and then you should be able to get them on Amazon starting in the end of May. Pricing starts at $89 for early birds on Kickstarter and will ultimately end up selling for $150. Anker upgrades some of the Bose discontinued Sleep Bud 2s with former Bose employees developing some of these things that are set to ship in April. One of the things that I thought I would include while I was here is that our friends over at CNET have highlighted the best Sony headphones for 2024, and I thought I would give you a quick rundown on what some of those are. They like the new noise-canceling headphones, the Sony WH-1000XM5s. They said that those are nice. That is their fifth generation of the 1000X series, by the way, in case you didn't know, though. Those first came out in 2016, and those are priced at around $400, I think, or $350. But, you know, you can find them on sale. I think Best Buy's got them for less. All the pricing and everything's over there on our friend CNET, which is where I'm grabbing this list from. Some of the other things they like are, again, these are all Sony's. These are the noise-canceling Sony earbuds. The first ones I mentioned, the WH-1000Xs, those are over the ear. These are earbuds. The the Sony CH-720N, those are the earbuds. And those are going for around $150. They like those quite a bit. The budget, according to CNET, top over-the-ear headphones is the CH-520. And those are coming in at just under $50 from places like Walmart and Amazon. The noise-canceling earbuds with the best sound, according to CNET, is the Sony LinkBuds S. And those are $148 or under $150. And then the audiophile people, the people who really kind of, you know, like some of these certain features, certain ranges, they like the WH-1000XM4. And then, of course, they feel that the most innovative open design is the Sony LinkBuds. And those are available for under $150 on Amazon. There's a couple others listed there that you may or may not be interested, but you might want to check those out. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a ring. 1-800-39-ONLINE is our toll-free telephone number. 1-800-396-6546. That's the best way to get in to chat with us because we can have a discussion. If you send us a text or you send us an email, you know, we're not going to respond to those. And you're going to have to listen to all of the hours on every single day of the weekend to figure out if we got to your question. So if you want an immediate type of answer and I can ask you follow-up questions, then give us a ring. 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. Is our toll-free telephone number. If you do want to send an email, we'll take it. I think I've got one here that I might be getting to in the next segment or two. show@onlinetonight.com, show@onlinetonight.com. And, of course, your text messages at 951-395-1017, 951-395-1017. It's Online Tonight. I'm Max. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Online Tonight is live and on the air at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546.
Online Tonight.
Stop yelling at me!
All right, thank you so much for joining me. I'm very excited about St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this, but live here on Saturday. It's just a few hours away, and I'm counting it down. It's 24 minutes before the hour. My name is Max. The name of the show is Online Tonight. We're taking your calls on our toll-free telephone number, 1-800-39-ONLINE. 1-800-396-6546 is our toll-free telephone number. And we're also taking your text and emails. I've got an email from a listener, and we'll get to that in just a moment.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Hey, it's not Ryan Reynolds. Mint Mobile is cheaper than those big carriers. So you don't have to buy your socks from the thrift store. Ew. And it must be good, because Ryan's mom was in a commercial. Go get something good at OLTTV.com/mint. That's OLTTV.com/mint. I don't have to spell mint, right?
Phone lines are open, 1-800-39-ONLINE. You can also send us a text and an email. Our text is 951-395-1017, 951-395-1017, or email show@onlinetonight.com. Our question comes via email.
Yes, we have a question from Marcus in Chicago. He says, "Hey, Max, now that the new MacBook M3s are out, the 13-inch and 15-inch in the Air, and a 14-inch in the Pro, I'm having trouble figuring out which one to buy. Can you help?"
Of course. I wish you had called 1-800-39-ONLINE because I have questions, but I'm just going to give you a rundown, and then hopefully it'll give you the information. You can either then give me a ring or you can email me back. So thank you for that question, Marcus, in Chicago. Now, the MacBook Air was just released last week, or the week before, I mentioned. It now has the M3 chip right in there, so that's the latest chip, and it's the same M3 chip that's inside the MacBook Pro. So the Air and the MacBook Pro now have the same version of the M3. Now, the MacBook Pro also has the M3 Pro and the M3 Max and some of those other things, but we're not going to touch on those here. We're just going to compare the Air and the Pro together. So the Air comes in a 13-inch version, right? And a 15-inch version, whereas the MacBook Air is only one size. It's 14.2. I believe they do have a 16-inch, but we're going to just compare these together. The entry-level MacBook Air has an 8-core CPU and 8-core GPU, and that sells for about $1,100. Now, you can get an upgraded version of that, the 8-core CPU and an upgraded 10-core GPU. And you can check that out. The Air also comes in 4 colors. So if colors are important to you, then, you know, maybe the Air is what you want. But there are a couple other differences: the type of display and the number of ports. And then I'll give you some quick feedback about active cooling versus passive cooling and the risk that you have on getting a system without a fan. There's a Pro, no fan sound. But then you might run up against a small problem. So the 14-inch MacBook Pro has a liquid retinal XDR display with ProMotion. It features very vivid colors, deeper blacks, up to 1,600 nits. Now, the MacBook Air has an LCD display with up to 500 nits. So if you're working on color, if you're doing a lot of Photoshop, video editing, you're going to get a better representation of the color on the MacBook Pro. All right, MacBook Pro has active cooling, which means it has fans inside. One of the reasons why you might need that is to prevent what is known as throttling. So what happens in a MacBook Air specifically, because it has no fans, it's just got a sensor in there that says, this is my current temperature, and when my current temperature is within this range, I can run at full power. Right? Like a racehorse. It's just going to run, run, run. However, if it exceeds that temperature, it's going to internally say, I have to slow myself down so that I don't generate any heat. That's what the air does. It will throttle, meaning you're never actually going to get the full CPU utilization on that processor when it gets hot. Whereas in a MacBook Pro, it has fans. So what happens is, you know, it gets into a range and the MacBook Pro says, I see that I'm working harder. I'm going to turn on the fans. And then as I get warmer and warmer, I'm going to turn the fans up to go faster so that I can keep my peak performance longer. And so if that's important to you, then of course the MacBook Pro is going to be the one that you want. Also, if you want battery life, right? MacBook Air has about 18 hours of battery life, and the MacBook Pro has about 22 hours of battery life. So really, it comes down to a couple things. What are you doing with it, and how much do you want to spend? So price, obviously, is going to dictate a lot of that. But, you know, sometimes it's better to pay a little bit more so that you have more flexibility. Before I finish there, I wanted to mention the ports. The MacBook Air comes with two Thunderbolt ports on the side and a audio jack. And the MacBook Pro comes with those same ports plus an HDMI port and an SD card slot. So if you're going to be importing video or displaying things out to a projector or a larger TV, then of course you can use the port that's built in. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't do that with a MacBook Air. You can always get an anchor dongle or hub like I have, and you can get one that has an SD card and an HDMI port and basically get the same kind of ports, but they're not integrated. They're not built in, so you're going to have an extra device on the side. But if you're going to use it for audio production, video editing, and you want to avoid the CPU throttling, then you want to look at the MacBook Pro. However, most of the group that I work with, they love their Airs, and they're not going to give them up because they're not pushing them as hard as, say, I am or one of my video producers are. So hopefully that helps. Marcus, let me know. If you have any follow-ups, you can give me a ring, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And we talked about TikTok a little bit earlier, and I saw this, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, but I don't really know if that's a good idea. And then somebody from like the airline said, don't do this. What am I talking about specifically? TikTok's trend of using seatbelts for airplane sleep has really been outlined recently as not safe. Experts warn against the hack. Here's what the hack is. Basically, you pull your knees up to your chest, and then you loop your seatbelt around your body and your ankles, right? So that it goes around this kind of your folded up self. You click it, and they say that you can sleep better that way. I personally cannot sleep with my knees squished together against my chest. I don't know why. I just can't. So this would not work for me, but apparently this is one of those hacks that some people like or don't like. But it's not safe. Experts say that if you were to hit turbulence or there was an emergency, you could just pop out of your seat. It's not going to hold you in. One of the reasons why it goes across the middle of your body is so that if things are moving around, you've got a central location where you're restrained and you can slide down a little and you won't pop out. You can slide up a little and you won't pop out. But based on this little compact bubble that you've created of yourself, you could easily just go bloop. So you could have trouble. Now, remember that wearing seatbelts during a flight is required, and you are also supposed to follow crew instructions. So if you decide, I'm an influencer or I'm above the law and I'm going to put my seatbelt on however I want, if you refuse a crew member instruction, you could be fined up to $35,000, right? Some of the other ways that you might want to enjoy your sleep is ask for a neck pillow, or you could maybe seatbelt yourself, raise that arm. Maybe if you have a sibling or a loved one next to you, you can maybe slide your legs over like that. That's a lot safer, and you can still find comfortable ways to be on the airplane. Just very quickly, if you bought an air fryer from Best Buy, they are recalling over 300,000 air fryers in the U.S. and Canada. These were sold between November 21 and November 23, with an additional 99,000 of them sold in Canada. They were selling from between $30 and $180. If you think you might be one of those people that have a recall, you should check out the Best Buy website. It's online tonight. I'm Max. Stay tuned. All right, this hour's Bookmark This. It is March, and if you're a basketball fan, then you definitely already know about MarchMadness.com if you are interested in learning what all the hype is about. That's a great website to go to. You want to check out March Madness Live, where you can keep up to date on all the things happening in the NCAA men's basketball, the latest scores, brackets, schedules, and news. This hour's bookmark is MarchMadness.com. That's MarchMadness.com. Brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Southwest offers flights to over 100 destinations in 42 countries. I said countries every time. It's states. Southwest flies to states. 100 destinations in 42 states. But they also go to Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. That's like countries. Maybe they're connected to countries. So anyway, you can find out more information on all the destinations you could include in your next vacation at olttv.com/swa. That's olttv.com/swa.
Our other radio show is a Lamborghini. And as a matter of fact, we do own the road. This is Online Tonight. Now here's Max.
Hey, and if you see the Lamborghini on the road, that you want to make sure you give us some distance, because I don't know if you've ever been in one, but we can barely see out. So, same with a DeLorean; those are tough to see out. So give everybody some space. Hey, I wanted to quickly give you some additional information on the information I gave you in the last portion of the show, and that is the Best Buy air fryer recall. It may not be on the Best Buy website, and do not call Best Buy or go to Best Buy. I put the website on our show notes for today and this hour. But the website you want to go to is recallrtr.com/airfryer. Again, that's recallrtr.com/airfryer. All right, so you want to go there to get the information on if your unit has been recalled and what the process is to get it replaced or refunded. Going into the Best Buy store right now is probably not the best way to get the best information. We just talked about March Madness, and some people are saying, well, how am I going to watch it? Well, if you are a Max subscriber, and this is what I really appreciate about Max right now, because sometimes these specials don't apply to people that are existing customers or somebody who had an account and then they canceled, now they want to come back. I love the fact that Max is offering this deal to new, returning, and existing subscribers. They're all eligible for this deal. What is the deal? 60% off, or $60 off the annual plan ahead of March Madness. The deal includes an additional 30% off for annual subscriptions. So annual plans start at $69.99, that's a $30 savings. It used to be $100. Ad-free is now $104.99. That's a $50 off deal. And the ultimate ad-free for $140 or $139.99, that's $60 off. So the ad-free tier allows offline content downloads, by the way. And with the ultimate ad-free, you can get 4K UHD streaming with Dolby Atmos. Now, the deal ends on April 9th, after which subscription renewals will happen at full price. So this is not an ad. I'm just excited that, again, Max is doing the right thing, and they're not limiting who can sign up for these deals. And I really appreciate that. So if you're looking for a place to go for March Madness and you want to enjoy things like Alien, what is it? What is the Alien show that you like, Miss Victoria? Are you there?
Resident Alien?
Oh, Resident Alien.
That's on Peacock.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it we were watching on Max this week?
One of the things we like on Max is Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, so I know that we've been using it, and I'm happy that they're allowing us to get the discount even as a existing subscriber. You don't have to be new. You can get this deal now. However, you want to be responsible with how you use your account, because just like everybody else, Netflix kind of started it, then Disney and Hulu jumped on board, and of course now Max is looking into it. Warner Brothers Discovery Max will be implementing a password sharing crackdown. The initiative will launch later in 2024. And then, of course, they're going to really clamp down in 2025, partly because in the fourth quarter of 2023, they lost about $55 million. Now, that's good because in the previous year, they lost $200-plus million. The company swung to a profit of $103 million for the full year compared to a $1.59 billion loss in 2022. But part of this is if you have an account, you really shouldn't be sharing it. Each person who is getting all that great content, et cetera, should kind of be paying for it. This kind of goes back to when Apple entered the music business and they wanted to get rid of these illegal downloads. There were people out there who, you know, just based on karma or for whatever reason, said, you know, I'm happy to buy these things if you would make them available. And Apple did that and really kind of killed the Napsters and things like that. So, you know, it's if you're going to use it, then you should feel like you should be able to pay for it. The one thing that I'm always concerned about is that I do travel in an RV. I am in hotels often when I'm doing trade shows like CES or NAB or the Inventor Conference or Inventors Conference or something like that. I want to be able to use my account. I paid for it. I want to be able to use it. So how are they figuring out if it's me or not me? And, you know, we'll keep an eye on that to let you know. More streaming news. Nielsen's most recent week, which I think was last week, not this week, but the previous week, coming in at number 7 of the top streaming movies was Moana on Disney Plus with 288 million minutes. Dune, which is the first one, which is available on Hulu, Max, and Netflix with 333 million minutes. The Marvels on Disney Plus with 337 million minutes. Players on Netflix with 360 million minutes. Coming in at number 3, the Super Mario Brothers movie on Netflix with 395 million minutes. Number 2, Lover, Stalker, Killer, Netflix with 470 million minutes. And coming in at number 1, I don't have my drums. It's too bad. Coming in at number 1. Anyway, here, we'll do this one. Coming in at number 1, Oppenheimer on Peacock with 612 million minutes. Don't forget to head over to onlinetonight.com/store or olttv.com/store where you can check out our new shirts, our new mugs, our clock, things like that. And don't forget, each and every hour we put up the show notes and the podcast at onlinetonight.com. Stay tuned.
Online Tonight is produced and copyrighted by Smart Family Media. All rights reserved. Host Maxwell Smart. Producer and other hats worn by Victoria Smart. Views and opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, affiliates, or other advertisers.
Taking your calls right now at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546.
silent but deadly.
And now, from the craziest city on the planet, this is Online Tonight, on the air toll-free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, Max.
Ach, I've done too much AI news lately. Wanted to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you have a fun and safe day. I'm Max. Welcome to Online Tonight, where we talk about the latest in tech and pop culture, plus more. Random thoughts on food and animals and geeky things that I think are cool. If you would like to chat, whether it be about Raspberry Pis or phones or MacBooks or anything like that, just give me a ring. 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546 is the absolute best way to give us a call. It has real time. You don't have to wait. If you send us a text or an email, we may not get to your question this hour. We may not get to it till tomorrow, or we may not get to it ever. And you won't know because we don't respond to your texts and your emails. But I can also ask you follow-up questions if you call the toll-free telephone number. If you want to text, let me give you that number, 951-395-1017, 951-395-1017. You can email show@onlinetonight.com. But again, the best way is to call the toll-free telephone number 1-800-39-ONLINE.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Hey, it's not Ryan Reynolds. Mint Mobile is cheaper than those big carriers, so you don't have to buy your socks from the thrift store. Ew. And it must be good, because Ryan's mom was in a commercial. Go get something good at OLTTV.com/mint. That's OLTTV.com/mint. I don't have to spell mint, right?
All right, Victoria's taking your calls. She's checking out your text and your email, so keep her busy. She enjoys that. Let's jump into a little bit of EV news. The Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, known as the IIHS or IIHS, they rated the Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, or ADAS. This includes the Tesla Autopilot and some of the things from Nissan and GM. And they have concluded that there are some significant flaws. They tested over 14 different systems, and they gave 11 of them a poor rating. And this includes the Tesla and the full-service driving systems. The president of IIHS expressed concern that partial automation could introduce risks, and he emphasized, or she, I don't know who the president over there is, they need to have appropriate safeguards, right? They conducted the tests on driver attention monitoring and alerts and found shortcomings in all 14 systems. Nissan and GM have responded and said that they will evaluate the results, and GM is saying, hey, we have a strong commitment to safety, and we're definitely going to look into that and make sure that everything is good. Some systems, like those from Tesla and GM, they offer an autonomous lane change without the driver confirming the action, and the IIHS considers that to be completely unsafe. You know, let's not change lanes without the driver being involved. So that's one of the many things that they're doing. The IIHS will continue to monitor and will be retesting these systems over time. And so you can continue to look for improvements and somebody watching them carefully to make sure that it really is in your best interest and will keep you safe. I found this very interesting. I live in California, and part of Lake Tahoe in California, let me make that more clear. Lake Tahoe crosses two states. Part of it is in California, and part of it is in Nevada. And it's a really strange thing to do, because sometimes you go up there for vacation, and you go skiing in Heavenly or whatever, and you're on the California side, and then you literally walk 5 feet, and then there's a casino there, and you can gamble and other things. So it's an interesting place. And I always thought, you know, it'd be nice to get a little cabin and maybe retire there someday from the hustle and bustle of the SoCal, Southern California area. So I came across this Tahoe estate listing, and it's for sale for $12.8 million. So out of my price range. But I like looking at these things. If I won $100 million in the lotto or I won $1 billion in Powerball, you know, what would I get? Would I move to Clear Creek, Nevada, right there by Lake Tahoe? Well, apparently there's this home by Whisper Homes, and it's not done yet. It's going to be finished in 2025, but they're already trying to sell it. So it's under construction, but they're already listing all the fancy things that it comes with. It comes with the Tesla solar roof. It's got the Powerwall battery system, generators, battery backup. So, you know, if all of the power in the area goes, because it snows and it's windy and sometimes, you know, the roads are shut. So you're going to be able to store all your food. I mean, the thing is over 7,100 square feet. And that has like 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, a great room, a dining room. And then it has a lower level with a 6-car garage, a gym. You could put a gym down there or a theater or a spa or maybe a little food bunker. Who knows? I don't know how you feel about those things. But if you purchase it, they're going to throw in a Tesla Cybertruck as an incentive. And so if you're in the market for a 12 point whatever million dollar, $13 million home in Nevada, actually that's not a bad idea because there's no state income tax in Nevada. So maybe that's where you want to go. Set up your new company. Turn that 6-car garage into a studio or some kind of business. I don't know what the rules are there. It'd probably have some restrictions, but it'll be done in 2025. But you can check it out now by looking at the Whisper Homes. I'm sure it'll be easy to find. Let me know if that's what you're going to buy. And if so, I would love to come by and visit sometime when we're up there skiing at the Heavenly. If you are a business and you use the Ford vans and you're thinking about buying a new one, then now's not a bad time because the Ford e-Transit has been updated. The 2024 Ford e-Transit has been updated. They've increased the range and they've increased the charging system that's there. The battery has been increased to 89 kilowatt hours, which is, I guess, like over 20 kilowatts more than it had before. Now, it still retains the same kind of engine. So it's a 266 horsepower engine with 317 pound-feet of torque. It comes in two models. You have the low-roof model, and you have the high-roof model. And the range has been improved to 159 miles. So clearly, it's got to be for a local business. You're not going to be going from San Diego to L.A. and back or L.A. to Tahoe and back. These ranges are really just for a city type of business, a short run, maybe delivery or a plumber or things like that. It makes sense, right? If you have the high roof model, you're going to now get about 140 miles of range. However, they have added some improvements to the charging. You can get 67 miles by charging it up for 15 minutes. And if you want to get an 80% charge, it takes about 21 minutes. And if you want the full super-duper AC Ford Pro Series 2 charging level thing, then you can do that in 6 hours and 11 minutes. That extra 20%, man, it really takes a while, right? And there are, the couple of different options. Prices are in the $50,000s, mid $50,000 range, and they're going to be available within the next couple months. Ford also announced separately that they are going to be offering free adapters starting in July to the Tesla supercharging centers. So, you know, you pass a mall, you pass an outlet, you pass, you know, certain places, movie theaters, some of these have these Tesla superchargers, and it's part of the Tesla network, and there's a bunch of those, at least down here. I don't know where to go because I don't have one of these things, but the Tesla manufactured adapter, apparently Tesla's making the adapter for Ford. I'm not sure about that, but that's what it appears. It's a $250 item, and you're going to be able to get it for free if you have a Ford vehicle starting in July. So head up over to your dealer and check it out. Feel free to give us a ring, 1-800-39-ONLINE. Text 951-395-1017. It's online tonight. Stay tuned. Geek Speak. This hour's Geek Speak is MP3. We'll get to that in just a minute. This Geek Speak is brought to you by Paramount Plus, your favorite shows, including all the Star Trek series, Transformer movies, plus the NCAA's men's basketball. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Find out all they have to offer at OLTTV.com/stream. That's OLTTV.com/stream. Now, MP3. MP3 is a coding format for digital audio. It was developed in Germany in 1991. If you remember last hour, I told you that WAVE, the WAVE uncompressed format, was created by IBM and Microsoft in 1991. MP3 uses what's known as a lossy data compression to encode data. And it uses an inexact approximation. And it actually throws data out. But this allows a large reduction in file size when compared to uncompressed audio. The combination of the small size and acceptable fidelity led to the boom of its distribution of music over the internet in the mid to late 90s, with MP3 serving as an enabling technology at the time because, you know, we had slower internet and limited storage. And then, of course, we had portable media players, which included, you know, the Sony, the Rio, the iPod, they supported MP3 support, and it became universal. Now, compared to CD quality, MP3 compression is, you know, maybe 70 to 90% smaller, but it doesn't contain the same amount of data, so some people may hear artifacts or things like that. One of the neat things is now some CD players support MP3 data files on the CD. So that's kind of neat. That's this hour's Geek Speak MP3.
Trying to figure out where the turkey bacon is on this pig. This is Online Tonight. Now, here's Max. Hey, Max.
Yeah.
We just got a text with a correction on something you said in that last segment about the charger adapters from Ford.
Oh, the Tesla Ford adapters?
Yeah. Yes, you actually have to get them before July. So anytime between now and July 1st, and then they'll stop offering them for free July 1st.
Okay, so if you want them for free, get them before July. All right. And then they'll be $230 or so?
Yes.
All right. Great. Thank you so much. We were just talking about MP3s and audio, so I wanted to share with you a little bit about what's going on over at Tidal. Tidal has decided to simplify their offerings and just make it more cost-effective for everybody. They had two plans. They had the Hi-Fi and the Hi-Fi Plus, and they've decided to combine those and just call it Tidal now. And you're going to get the Hi-Res and Dolby Atmos for $11 a month. Now, if you were an existing Hi-Fi Plus user, you're going to be very happy because it's going to cost you less. Now, if you're using the DJ integration feature, you might have an additional $9 charge, right, depending on how the subscription works out. And, of course, the student plan will continue to go for $5 a month. And, of course, there's discounts for military and first responders, and sometimes when you're at a fair or some concert or whatever, they have promotional pricing, and that that's probably going to go away in some cases because they've really just simplified everything. And of course, the free tier is gone. So all the different tiers that you could get before, they've just made one, and it's $11 unless you want the DJ integration. They are trying to make sure that they stay competitive with Amazon Music Unlimited and, of course, Apple Music. And they offer lossless music quality at the same price. The change could maybe affect Spotify has talked about possibly getting into the lossless streaming. But Tidal wants to make sure that they, you know, get in there fast and give you a product that you're going to be happy with. Speaking of Spotify, they're going to be rolling out an audiobook subscription. Starting, I don't know exactly when. I think it's only in the U.S., and I think it's now. For $10 a month, you're going to be able to get 15 hours of audiobook listening. So, you know, there's some books that are, you know, a couple hours. And then there are other books, you know, like if you were going to do Dune or Dune 2 or Ready Player One or things like that, you know, those are longer, and you could eat up that 15 hours pretty quickly, but it's going to be for a flat rate. But what's cool about that is it's 15 hours. So if you listen to shorter novels or novelettes or brochures or whatever, I don't even know if novelette's a word, but if it is, great. If it isn't, then I think you can use it. Why not? It just means a short novel. And you can then maybe listen to 3, 4, 5 titles, as long as you don't go over that 15 hours. They will have over 200,000 titles. And users can still access the ad-supported music, of course, through their free tier. But I don't know how that affects the audiobooks. Now, Audible, being the biggest number one offering, Spotify is undercutting Audible's price, which is like over $15 a month for one audiobook credit. And so you can't really mix and match as much as it seems here. Spotify is focusing on the hours and not just on one thing. So listeners may listen to 2 books a month for $5 less compared to Audible. So it's a limited time. Oh, okay. I didn't see that before. So it's not just pure on hours. They are also then going to make sure that you don't, you know, do the 3 or 4 or 5 books. I'll have to do more research to check it out. And we'll keep you posted and we'll let you know. Spotify is also doing music videos. Those are in beta, but it's currently not in beta in the U.S. So Spotify is introducing a music video feature to their premium subscribers, and the beta program now rolled out on both mobile, desktop, and select TVs, and it has, you know, videos from like Ed Sheeran and Ice Spice and things like that. Now, the beta is currently open in 11 different countries, but not the United States, and they want to make sure that it's good, and so they picked some of the smaller markets so that they can really keep an eye on it and see how it's going to go. If you're in Brazil, Colombia, Germany, Italy, the portions of the Netherlands, Poland, UK, you can check it out there. If you're listening to us, you know, through the Armed Forces Network, or you're all right, checking out the podcast, let us know if you've checked it out. Is it cool? Users in these countries have to have the premium account to get to the music videos. So good on Spotify there, because I do enjoy the occasional music video to go with my streams. All right, give us a ring, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And don't forget, each and every hour we have the show notes. You can grab the podcast or you can subscribe there. Head over to onlinetonight.com. Stay tuned.
For the phone number, it's 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546.
The strongest, the most decent, the most caring, the wisest, and the healthiest man I know.
Oh, thank you. All right. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. I am Max. The name of the show is Online Tonight. You can give us a call, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. We're going to get into our Irish Wish movie review in just a moment. But first,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Hey, it's not Ryan Reynolds. Mint Mobile is cheaper than those big carriers, so you don't have to buy your socks from the thrift store. Ew. And it must be good, because Ryan's mom was in a commercial. Go get something good at OLTTV.com/mint. That's OLTTV.com/mint. I don't have to spell mint, right?
Victoria is taking your text, your emails, and taking your calls on our toll-free telephone number. The text is 951-395-1017. Email show at onlinetonight.com. And if you would like to have your answer answered right away, 1-800-39-ONLINE.
I'm Victoria. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, we have Irish Wish, a movie rated TVG on Netflix starting today. Maddie Kelly is a writer who has partnered with Paul Kennedy to edit his most recent novel. She really wants to write her own book, but has trouble speaking up for herself. She's secretly crushing on Paul, but he has no idea. Fast forward a few months, and Maddie finds herself in Ireland for Paul's wedding to one of her best friends, Emma. In a magical place, Maddie makes a wish that she were marrying Paul and is transported to a new reality where she is the bride. Is this a dream come true or an illustration of be careful what you wish for?
I'm Jennifer, and Irish Wish stars Lindsay Lohan as Maddie, Alexander Vlahos as Paul, Ed Spaliers as James, Aisha Curry as Heather, Elizabeth Tan as Emma, and Jane Seymour as Maddie's mom. And we have an early tapes video on the Fun Stuff page at smartmovieshow.com of my interview with Jane Seymour.
Lindsay Lohan is back. That's pretty much what I have to say.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Oh,
and
you want
like
me to continue?
She's like 40, or she looks old.
Well, this is what Botox and fillers and plastic surgery do. It turns a 20-plus-year-old into a 45-year-old. Do we know how old she is?
I don't know off the top of my head, but she's not a teenager. She's not in her 20s anymore. I mean, she was what? How old was she when you were 8? She was at least 10 years older than you. So she's in her late 30s, maybe.
Bingo, 37.
There you
she
go.
She is 37. And I remember her from Parent Trap, and I remember her from, what else is Lindsay
Freaky
Lohan?
Freaky Friday.
From? Freaky Friday, and then, of course, all of the, you know, legal issues.
Mean Girls.
And, was she in Mean Girls?
I think she
with,
was.
With Silverstone?
She's the main girl.
She's the main girl in the original Mean Girls.
Oh, I'll have to go back and watch that. I probably would enjoy it. Tell us about the movie, Miss Jennifer.
Well, we told you what the movie's about, but it's an interesting one because when she makes this wish, she wishes specifically that she is going to be the one to marry Paul. So she goes to this, it's not, I wish Paul would fall in love with me or something like that, where then it becomes a, oh, he secretly loves her and the best friend is upset and all that. No, it's, they literally switch roles, and they're at the same exact time period where she is about to get married because she's there for the wedding, but she has no knowledge of any of the backstory of how they came to be a couple and how they came to be engaged and anything that he knows about her and what she knows about him. And so it's this, that part is very interesting that they're, she has missed this whole fundamental part of being in a relationship with people. She's with somebody. She just skipped right to the wedding. And so that's chaotic. Oh, and then there's another guy. And so, of course, there has to be another man who she met actually when she was not in this magical alternate universe. But then their connection in the magical alternate universe is also kind of special. So what could it be like in the regular universe? Who knows? Would it be so nice?
Did you recognize the Cliffs of Moher?
Yes.
You went there, didn't you?
I did. I went there. And I was excited.
Yeah.
I went there.
And they are just as beautiful in person, if not better, right?
Yeah. Very nice.
Very tall. All right. So Emma is the one who was going to marry Paul. And Lindsay Lohan's character, Maddie, had a crush on him for a really long time, but she's very shy, so she never really shared with her the things. And then she's walking around the Cliffs of Moher, and she finds a wishing stone, and St. Bernadette, what's her name?
Bridget.
She wasn't
Saint
at the
Bridget. No, it
cliff,
was before the
it was near there.
Moher.
Oh, right.
When
no,
they went on
they
the
had
picnic.
To drive a long way, and they got trapped by the tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so she goes to a wishing stone, and the person says you got to sit down on the wishing stone and make your wish. Okay, it kind of reminds me of genies. See, genies aren't allowed to give you a wish where someone will fall in love with you. And so it's funny that Maddie's character accidentally figured out the loophole, which is, I want Paul to marry me. No discussion of love here at all, right? And so then she wakes up and then she realizes that it's her wedding. This is why I used to think that wedding games were dumb, you know, like the bridal showers and the bachelor parties and the things like that and rehearsal dinners. But this is where it made sense, because you said, well, how does she know how they got together? And then that all came out in the dinner.
Yeah.
And they danced, which you thought was weird, at the rehearsal dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like I guess they were rehearsing the entire reception in addition to the wedding. I actually like this movie a lot. Part of it is I like the fact that Lindsay Lohan is back in a rom-com that is G-rated, that is just, it's very pure for people who are in their late 30s. You would think there would be more about dating and hookups and, you know, blah, 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 more adult stuff. But it's really just about, you know, did I make a mistake? You know, what do I really want out of life? And all these kinds of things. And it really does relate in some ways to Freaky Friday, because it's like a switch
but
movie.
But they didn't switch bodies.
They didn't. It's not a body switching movie, but it's there was a wish made in Freaky Friday that made them change. And then they wanted to change back at the end because they didn't like the way it turned out.
What do you rate it?
I'm going to give it 4.25.
Oh, jeez. Jen?
I'll go with 4.25 as well. I thought it was pretty fun, but it's not going to make the top 5.
Okay, don't forget, we have an early tape with Jane Seymour and Maya, and I'm going to get to that. Okay. I have a few seconds. I don't have to be done. I want to promote the fact that you had a chance to talk to Jane Seymour, who was kind of in the movie but didn't quite make it to the movie. Let's put it that way. I think maybe Lindsay Lohan has become my... who is it that you don't like?
Meryl Streep.
No,
oh, no.
The
Awkwafina.
Awkwafina. Yeah. I'm pretty much happy with what she did as a kid, and I don't really feel I need to see her anymore. Just seeing her is very distracting. 3.75 from me. 3.75. Yep, that's what I'm going with. Anyway, if you are into Star Wars memorabilia like some of us are, especially the 1970s action figures, right? Those are fun. Some of those are worth a lot of money. Well, I saw this over at San Francisco Gate or SF Gate, and my eyes popped open because I wish I had lotto money. You know, I wish I had won that $1 billion. Maybe I'd buy that house in Tahoe. Maybe I would have bid on this thing. One of the complete head props of the protocol droid C-3PO from Return of the Jedi sold in California auction for $843,000. The prop was owned by Anthony Daniels, who you may know is the actor who portrayed C-3PO in all 9 Star Wars episodes. The prop featured weathered areas matching the scenes from A Return of the Jedi. It has functional eyes that light up. It's made out of special material inside to protect the actor's eyes during filming. And it was, wow. I sometimes wish that I had that. Some of the other things in the auction were Stormtrooper helmet, a shirt owned by Harrison Ford. That sold for $90,000. What kind of movie props do you collect? Let me know. 1-800-39-ONLINE. 1-800-396-6546. Stay tuned. All right, it may already be St. Patrick's Day where you are, depending on what time zone you're listening to the show, and I hope that you have a fun and safe day. But if you'd like to learn more about the saint himself, go to stpatricksday.com, and that's STP for Saint, and Patrick's has an S, stpatricksday.com. The day is dedicated to him and the country of Ireland. This website includes all kinds of fun facts, Irish wisdom. It's got recipes to help you celebrate, whether you're Irish or not. And if you see somebody that says, "Kiss me, I'm Irish," consider taking them up on it. But let me give you a quick tip. Kiss them on the cheek. Do not kiss them on the mouth. That's this hour's bookmark. This stpatricksday.com, brought to you by Anchor. You probably know Anchor for their dongles, right? That's what I call them. They call them hubs. The Anchor 655 USB-C hub, 8-in-1, includes an SD card slot, micro SD card slot, two USB 10 gig ports, an audio, Ethernet, and an HDMI. Earlier in the show, I think it was last hour, we talked to Marcus over in Chicago asking about a MacBook Air. This might be perfect for that. If you don't want to buy the Pro, it'll give you the ports that you need, and you'll be able to get it in two different colors, so you can help match whichever MacBook you get. Check out all the Anchor products available at OLTTV.com/Anchor. That's OLTTV.com/ANKER.
Listen. Rinse. Repeat. This is Online Tonight. Now, here's Max.
All right, if you're a gamer or a heavy user of Intel processors, then you're going to be excited to learn that Intel has launched its flagship Core i9. It's called the 17900KS. And that processor was announced on the 14th, which was, what, Thursday? Wednesday, Thursday? I don't even know what day it is. And it has a boost clock speed up to 6.2 gigahertz. Now, if you're buying them, you know, for building machines, you're going to be spending somewhere around $690. But that's actually cheaper than the i9-13900KS. And again, that turbo frequency offers some room for overclockers. The processor has 24 cores. 8 performance cores, 16 efficiency cores, and they run at about 150 watts. It is compatible with the Z790 and the Z690 motherboards, but you will need a BIOS update. Intel promises that you'll get a 15% increase in gaming performance compared to the 13900 and up to 73% improvement on 3D production over, say, the AMD Ryzen 7950X, which is the Ryzen 9 series. So it uses the LGA 1700. I don't want to get too technical because you may not always want to know that. Retailers have it in stock now for about $690. So check out your local computer store or your favorite place to buy it. You'll be able to get it. And, of course, it will be offered in systems from HP and Dell and Lenovo and things like that. You might be one of those gamers that have a curved screen. But apparently, some people are saying that it might not be the best thing for gaming. Curved monitors apparently offer more immersive game experience by wrapping the image around you. And apparently it has no distortion. But it kind of limits your desk space, right? They tend to occupy way more space unless you use an arm like we have here in the studio. They're also very expensive. You know, so there's some good and there's some bad. Definitely you feel immersed in the game because it's like encompassing. It engulfs you into the space, right? And you get a wider field of view. So with your peripheral vision, you can see what's going on. You can really get a chance to see, you know, if that makes sense. And apparently, depending on your eyes, some people say that it decreases eye strain. So that sounds like there's more pluses than minuses. So if those things are important to you and you have plenty of desk space and you're not too worried about the cost, then it might be worthwhile for you to grab. In gaming news, the latest Prince of Persia, Returnal, and other PS hits, PS stands for PlayStation, hits are now available for over 50% off. So you can check that out. Let me see if there's a list of some of the games here. That would be pretty neat. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, is now $29. That's like $20 off. And Final Fantasy, what is that, 16, I think? And Avatar, The Frontiers of Pandora, are almost $30 off, now available for $41.99. So check those out. And if you're a Final Fantasy fan, there's a lot of blood and grit that's been added to the game, and Rebirth is, you know what that is. You've been playing that for forever, I think. Some other ones that are on sale, Returnal or Demon's Soul are now on sale with their DLC for $40 off. They're now available for $39.99. So if those are games that you're interested in, then you might want to check those out. Just real quick, I thought I would share with this to you. I got an email, and it said that HP is now introducing a subscription service called the HP All-In Plan, an extension of HP's Instant Ink, where they offer both a printer and the ink. Now, it does range from anywhere from $7 to about $40 a month, offering different page allowances and different printer models from the Envy all the way up to the OfficeJet Pro. Now, these are two-year rentals, so if it's something that you want to look at for your small, if you go through a lot of printing at home or your small business, you know, you might want to check it out. These are two-year rentals, and you do not have the option to own it at the end, I believe, if I remember correctly. There is a cancellation fee, and it depends on how much time is left in your contract, etc. It's mostly for people who don't want to have to deal with maintenance and ink, and they can just order it that way. So that should be good for some of you out there. So check that out if you're interested. Don't forget, you can head over to onlinetonight.com, where you can check out our podcast, our show notes. You can subscribe to the podcast, and of course, you can listen to it right there on the website. And we have new merch at olttv.com/store.
Online Tonight is produced and copyrighted by Smart Family Media. All rights reserved. Host Maxwell Smart. Producer and other hats worn by Victoria Smart. Views and opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, affiliates, or other advertisers.